Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Stupidity, home of the greatest media mind ever to walk the planet.
Okay, so here's the deal. He's a true icon in every sense of the word.
He's loved and feared more than any being to grace this planet.
There's two guys. A man with a voice that sounds like Barry White and Beyonce had a Jewish baby.
God himself would pay $39.99 for a cameo. Fact of the matter is, you are about to embark on a transcendent experience that can only be described as psychological nudity.
This is Stugatz, and this is Stupidity.
Here we go, Jim.
Tony!
Welcome into another episode of Stupidity, the biggest podcast in the world, thanks to you. Please subscribe, rate and review, unsubscribe, resubscribe, re-rate, re-review. By doing that, you have made us the biggest podcast in the world, bigger than Oprah. We appreciate it. Good morning, Mikey A. Good morning, Billy. How we doing?
Morning.
Hello, how are you?
Like that. I keep starting like that, where I throw it to both of you. It's weird. Yeah.
It's hard to ask two people the same question at the same time because you're just setting up for people to talk over each other. Can I tell you something? First of all, where are you?
I am. Yeah. I'm in New York.
Okay.
Yeah. Why?
I'm just wondering because, like, you don't know this, but whenever you're not here, people assume that I know what's going on with you. And I'm like, I don't know where he is. Like, I know he's on vacation, but he told us he's on vacation. I don't know exactly where he is, but whatever. So I was curious. And then this time,
did people not know I was on vacation?
They knew you were on vacation.
This time everyone,
People will ask me, where is he? And I'm like, I'm not sure. What I got this time that was interesting, and I wonder, I should have maybe taken advantage of it, is I was sitting there. And Dan walks in. He's like, I didn't know you were coming in today. And it's like, it's a Tuesday. I'm always in, right? But it's kind of like, do you just assume, like, if Stugatz disappears for a week, I'm not going to be here? Because, like, should I have not come to work this week? I could have just taken it off.
Billy, that could be a hell of a schedule. That could be a hell of a schedule for you.
That is a
He'd
great
be off the rest
you.
Of the summer.
I mean, go in like 2 days a week.
Yeah.
Kind of make sure, collect checks, have some food when I'm there.
Like you're just my producer or not a producer of the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz? That's ridiculous.
It's a little weird. I was kind of thrown off by that. But hey, you know what? Here we are. Who's on today?
You're here today? What? It's your job.
I know. Look, if we're going to be honest, just between the three of us, attendance seems optional sometimes. Like people just come and go. It's a little weird.
Stop talking about Smetty like that. I mean,
I did not say that. Dude, she hosts more shows than anyone on this network.
She works for, right? That's why I'm saying, because she's never here, because she has three other shows. I'm happy for her. It's fantastic.
That Tony, by the way, everybody's begging for him to go away, but he shows up every day.
By the way, Billy, you're right about this, because people get mad at me, and I think you, too, for not showing up on Thursdays to the show. We have been told to take off on Thursdays.
They can't get mad at me. Like, I've been told, don't come in. Like, right? You're not allowed to come in.
So I've come in and I've been yelled at for coming in.
Anyway,
sorry.
What were we talking about?
Anyway, we're having Wyndham Clark on today. You know what's funny?
Wait, hold on. I was actually told that you're going to be on the show later today.
I am. Yeah. Well, okay, we got to do weekend observations. You know, sometimes you guys, maybe you wonder to yourselves, why is Stugatz taking Wyndham Clark? I've never heard of the guy. Big deal. He won the Wells Fargo. And then this happens. Okay. You know, he wins the Wells Fargo a month ago and then goes out U.S. Open. Everyone pulling for Ricky Fowler. And Wyndham Clark goes out and he wins the damn thing. And what a great weekend it was for him. And we were rooting for him. I was texting you guys over the weekend, like, hey, Wyndham Clark, first place. This is exciting. But he pulled it off, man. Everyone was rooting for Ricky Fowler. And our boy Wyndham Clark, Billy, pulled it off. And we've officially bailed on Max Homa. So that's
Wow. Are you announcing that?
Well, I mean, I love Homa, but I mean, Wyndham Clark makes himself available to us after winning the U.S. Open. How about that?
I think Max Homa bailed on us is really what I think.
Wow.
Really?
I think Max Homa went for bigger and better.
You know what I think you do, Stugatz? And like, I probably shouldn't be telling you this on air, but you know what I think you do? I think you send old Max Homa a little email and you say, you know who was available to us today? Wyndham Clark, right after he just won something. What have you won? Right? It's just like that. I feel like he might like that. Never come on again. But even if he doesn't, who cares? We just said that we're not in his camp anymore, so it doesn't matter.
Billy, not just something, the U.S. Open.
That's what I'm saying.
If you ask golfers what tournaments, rank the tournaments you want to win throughout your career, it's Masters 1, U.S. Open 2, Open Championship 3, PGA 4.
Let me ask you something, because I don't have a relationship like you do sort of with Max Homa. In fact, we've had him on, two or three times. The first time I made a mistake and I asked him about his grandfather that passed away. And then the second time he came on, he asked, where's the guy that asked me about my dead grandfather? So we don't have the best relationship, but I do have a way of getting in contact with him. If I send him a message and include you in it and say, hey, guess who was on with us this week? Someone that actually won something and he's available to us. Do you think he'd get mad, or do you think that'd be the end of our non-existent relationship?
I think he'd get mad.
Like if I just say, hey, you know what? We have Wyndham Clark on this week and he actually won something. When are you going to win something? Step it up. You think that?
Are you going to position it as we'd like to have you on?
No, just talking.
You're just
shit.
Letting him know that we had Wyndham Clark on
because
he won something. Because Max has won plenty on tour, just so you know.
How many majors?
None. Mm-hmm. That's a great point.
Mm-hmm. Just saying, win something. You know what I mean?
Max would exchange his career for Wyndham Clark's career right now, as it stands right now.
Wow,
he would trade it. Max has done more winning. Max has more celebrity. Max has probably earned more money. But if you asked him today, would you trade all of that for what Wyndham Clark just did? He would say yes. Of course.
Maybe that's email. Maybe just like, hey, how's it going? Hope, you know, you had a great first Father's Day. Would you trade your career for Wyndham Clark?
Right.
And then just that's it.
Yeah. Listen, stranglehold on being the popular guy in the PGA Tour, and you're about to lose us. Like, all you do is lose.
I don't think I would phrase it that way.
It's a big Noma.
Wow.
Slightly softer. That was a terrible joke.
What are we doing? Are we like breaking up with Max before he breaks up with us, even though he doesn't care about us?
I got to say this, though.
He never said yes.
This is Wyndham Clark's moment, and all we're doing is talking about Max Homa.
I know.
We haven't gotten to him yet, you know?
Billy, were you happy knowing we had Wyndham Clark on a month ago? Were you at least paying attention to the U.S. Open because he was atop the leaderboard?
Yes.
You were?
Yes, definitely. I did think it was great to see how many people like threw a flyer bet on him winning just because he was on Stupidity, ended up winning a ton of money.
I know. It's great.
It's amazing.
It really is. All right. Well, he won the Wells Fargo, got a check for just over $1 million. He won the U.S. Open over the weekend.
Is it in his account yet?
That's in his account yet. And I'm assuming the U.S. Open, well, we'll ask him about the U.S. Open money, because I recall him telling us it takes a while before the money hits the account. This is a different kind of check, though. This is nearly $4 million. And so Wyndham Clark is having a month, Billy. He is 2 victories, $5 million. I mean, he is doing the national circuit. He is having a month, Wyndham Clark. He really is. And he's got us as fans. I mean, how about that?
I can't imagine you're just sitting around and you get a text saying, hey, $3.6 million just put in your account. Jeez.
You get a ping from BOFA.
Oh, my God.
Fraud alert. Was this you?
Yeah. Yeah. That would be great if the bank, like, blocks it, because it's like, ah. That, I mean, that's what happens with Homer, right? It's like they send a string like, ah, you've never won a major. This isn't yours. They said this to the wrong golfer.
So mean. Send that in an email.
Yeah. Yeah.
We love you, Max. We do.
He's not listening to this. Don't worry. This will never get back to him.
You might want to hear Wyndham Clark.
Yeah. I'm sure he subscribes to Stupidity and he's like, you know what? Wyndham Clark's back on. Is Drew Millard with him? Never mind. Not going to listen.
Oh, by the way, my lord,
that's a deep cut for those of you who heard.
There are 10 people laughing really hard right now listening to that.
You should ask my lord if he wants to partake.
Can we just talk about the first time we're talking about how much of fans we are of Wyndham Clark and how great we are to him and how all of that stuff. The first time that Wyndham Clark was on, he was put like 40 minutes into the episode behind Drew Millard because Drew Millard came back to interview Wyndham Clark. So while it made more sense, obviously, to lead off with Wyndham Clark, we had to have Drew Millard lead off the episode, because if not, it would have made no sense. And if you're listening to this and you're asking yourself, who is Drew Millard? You're like everyone. Drew Millard wrote a book, and he was a guest of ours, I believe, called How Golf Can Save Your Life, or How Golf Saved His Life. And we just kind of liked him, like, hey, you want to come back? We're going to talk to Wyndham Clark. And he was like, sure. Mm-hmm. And then Stu Gatz promised him a podcast, and that was like a whole thing.
Right. He is also, if you're wondering, the co-host, you're right, Billy, of God Bless Golf.
That doesn't exist, but he believes it does, and Stu Gatz owes him a call.
Right. So this would be the next time we would have Millard on, because Wyndham is on again, but we're not going to do that. Love you, Millard.
You poor Drew.
Let's get the United States Open champion. Our friend, our buddy, we think, Wyndham Clark. Stu Gatz here for my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. For me, it is simple. What I want out of my light beer is ice cold and great taste, and that's exactly what I get from the original light beer, Miller Lite. Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most, a light beer that tastes like beer. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Stu, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
The world isn't wide enough. Get immersed in the expansive views of the 48-inch customizable panoramic display in the all-new 2024 Lincoln Nautilus Hybrid. Explore more at Lincoln.com. Some models, trims, and features may not be available or may be subject to change. Check with your local retailer for current information. Lincoln and Nautilus are trademarks of Ford or its affiliates.
Wyndham Clark is with us here. He is the U.S. Open champion. We are very happy for him. He's about to do Good Morning America. Like, Wyndham, has anything changed since the last time we spoke after you won the Wells Fargo? I mean, what's going on?
Yeah, we won a little tournament. you know, I mean, yeah, it's crazy. I was celebrating in L.A., and then we flew and got here late last night, and I did – you know, the Today Show, and now getting on Good Morning America, and there's a bunch more on the list. So it's been pretty crazy, and it's fun.
Wyndham, if you wouldn't mind, put us there, because it was super fun watching you do this, especially having spoken to you just a few weeks ago, right? So, but this is different than the Wells Fargo. And by the way, remember who was interested in speaking to you after you merely won the Wells Fargo? It was this show, okay? And now everyone watching Good Morning America, the Today Show. I'm assuming that's why you agreed to do this, and we appreciate it. But put us there, because I'm interested. It's been such a journey for you, with your mom introducing you to golf, your mom really leaving you notes all the time before you went out and played important rounds, your mom obviously passing away many years ago from breast cancer. So it had to be an emotional ride. If you wouldn't mind putting us there, as Wyndham Clark wins the United States Open, what are you thinking?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy to think. I mean, that was one of the longest weeks of my life. You know, just any major in general is just long. You're out there for multiple hours every day. And then, you know, Saturday, Sunday, I literally wasn't leaving the golf course till 9:30. And then you go home and you're trying to, come off the high and try to go to sleep. And then, you know, walking up the last couple holes, it was just surreal. I mean, I was trying to soak it in, but also stay focused. And, you know, I really felt my mom's presence out there. She lived in LA, and kind of throughout the week, a lot of people came up to me and talked, said, "Hey, I knew your mom," or showed me pictures of my mom, which was really cool stuff I've never seen before. So it was very special, and obviously something I'll remember for the rest of my life.
If I asked you last Wednesday, Wyndham, do you have it in you? Do you have it in you? Do you think you could pull this off? You would have told me what if I asked you last Wednesday before the tournament started?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I played Tuesday prior, so the week prior to the U.S. Open, I came in to play 18 holes at LACC, and afterwards I said, "Hey, if I have my game, I think I can win here," because one, I loved the golf course, and two, I felt like it really fit my game. It was long, but pretty generous off the tee, so I was going to be able to use my length and hit a lot of drivers. And then around the greens, it's very challenging, and I feel like it played in my, it really helped me and played in my favor, because I do have a good short game, and I love the creativity around the green. So, yeah, I would have said, yeah, I could win this thing for sure.
I love that. Did you feel everyone rooting for Ricky Fowler headed into the last round? Did it bother you?
Yeah, well, definitely everyone is rooting for Ricky, and rightfully so. I mean, he's a California boy, grew up only an hour and a half away. But it was crazy. I mean, every hole, let's say there was over 100, "Let's go, Ricky," and, you know, everything about Ricky. And then my side of things, everyone would be like, "Let's go, Dub." You know, there. But that was like, you know, five people, and so it was
more than five. Come on, Wyndham.
Well, no, there was more than five, but it felt like five, you know. So it was cool, but it kind of just gave me a little chip on my shoulder, and I wanted to go prove that I could do this and win. And felt like I was in an opposing team's gym or something, so it was kind of fun. It's always nice to quiet the crowd a little bit, and I was hoping everyone would start cheering for me, which they kind of did. I mean, coming down the stretch, there was a lot. I felt like a lot more support, which is great.
What'd you say to Ricky afterwards? Anything?
Well, I thanked him for everything, and he said a bunch of nice words. I mean, Ricky's such a class act. I have so much respect for him. He's such a great player, and it's great to see that his game's trending back in the right direction. And, I've known Ricky for a long time because we both went to Oklahoma State, and he said some nice stuff, and I'm just I was really blessed that I was able to play with him on that Sunday.
Billy, what are we doing here with Homa? I think that we're done with him, right? The homies, we're done with that. Because, and plus, listen, with all due respect to Max, Wyndham Clark is one of major, and so we are the Clark Bars. Do we still have a standing pact here? Like, we're your fan club, Wyndham.
Yeah.
I know. I why weren't you guys out there? I didn't see you.
A little far from my house.
Yeah, yeah. You know.
The old wind dummies.
Yeah,
you know,
We don't like coming to the big tournaments. We want to come to the Wells Fargo, so you know you're supported there. Okay, everyone supports you. United States Open.
That's a big tournament.
How do you know?
No, you're right. Listen, he is mad at me because I'm taking shots at the Wells Fargo. It is a big tournament. It's not the United States Open. We want you to know that we support you during any tournament. That's all.
4 weeks ago is the biggest thing going, I thought. You know.
How do you know we weren't the five that were cheering for you at the end?
That, you know, right. I could look at every single one that said my name in the eyes, and I didn't see it.
I'm not very inconspicuous, Billy.
I suppose.
Wyndham Clark, United States Open champion with us. We'll get him out of here in just a minute because he has bigger things to do, like Good Morning America, the Today Show. He's a big star. Coolest moment for you since you've won the United States Open? What's it been?
I mean, celebrating afterwards with my friends and family was amazing. You know, when I was on the show with you guys after Wells, it was just my caddy and I, and we pretty much celebrated alone. And this one I had, you know, roughly 40 so people that flew in to see me play. And, you know, the USGA did a great job and had a little party thrown for us. And then that carried on into the night into a bunch of other things. So that was honestly the coolest thing because we all drank out of the trophy and, pretty, you know, celebrated very hard. And it was awesome. I mean, there's so many people that have, you know, put a lot of time and effort into helping me succeed. And so it was fun to share that with them.
So now that you've gone to Hollywood, you're doing the rounds, you're doing all the morning shows and all of that. Are you like, you know, this is the makeup, this is the foundation that makes me look better? Like, you have your preferences now, or you're still just the same Wyndham we knew?
Well, I got some on right now. I don't know if you can tell.
I can tell. You look like a little.
Yeah, we can tell.
Not a blemish on your face.
Looks good. Looks like a different guy. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't know any makeup brands. So,
who picked that shirt out for you?
I think, I don't know, my girlfriend or my agent, we had a bunch of different things. So, like, we brought a few outfits and we said, let's just wear this one. We didn't know what to do. Like, well, should we wear casual? Should we wear really nice? Right. I'm not anything like this. So
that's how life has changed, Billy. Now people are picking out his outfits for
that's
him.
That's right.
I know. I have more people walking with me now. I have like an entourage. It's crazy.
Listen, I'm going to play Wyndham or Lose Them with you. Okay. You still like that game? Yeah. All right, we're going to play it in a second, but we are officially yours, okay? We are the Clark Boars, if you indeed want us. You told us last time it takes 10 days to get paid. Is that the same for the U.S. Open?
10 days? No, I didn't say that.
I thought it's you like, said it took you, like, yeah, I don't know, 7 to 10 business days for you to actually see the money in your account.
Oh, no. It happens on, like, Tuesday morning.
It's like, okay, have you checked yet?
It's the greatest checks you get. It's like... You get the FedEx Cup points you earned, sees the position that you finish in, and then it sees the money, and you're like, woo, you know, it's nice.
Have you checked this morning, though, to see, just to make sure?
I actually haven't even had time. I mean, I have so many text messages and so many things. I've just been trying to respond to those.
He's like
Billy, this is a different kind of check, okay? This is like, this is U.S. Open money, and it's like $3.5 million.
No, it's crazy. So crazy.
That's crazy. What's the coolest text you've gotten where you're like, holy shit, I can't believe this person's texting me?
Let me think. You know, I got, Peyton Manning reached out, Jesus. you know, Denver Bronco guy, Charles Barkley did. I'm trying to think, you know, my boys like Christian McCaffrey and a bunch of my friends that I grew up with or played with, a lot of athletes. I've you know, with golf, you meet so many different people around, you know, because everyone kind of plays golf. And so, I mean, there were so many guys that reached out. So it's pretty cool. And then, you know, like this morning, ran into Chris Paul, and he was super stoked. He wanted to come up and take a picture with me, which is, I just wanted to take a picture with him, you know, so that was cool.
Careful.
Mike,
tell him you've won stuff and he hasn't.
Right. You have rings. He doesn't. I mean,
and then like Mike was bringing not doing the show with him, but he came in. He's like, man, he was so super excited. So it's so cool because, you know, I think the average golfer maybe doesn't always watch, you know, all the tournaments, but they watch majors. And so I think, you know, obviously I feel like my stardom went up a little bit, which is kind of cool.
No doubt. All right, quick game of Wyndham or Lose Them. We'll get you out of here. A casual golfer who pulls out a couple of blades of grass, throws them in the air to see which way the wind is blowing. Wyndham or Lose Them?
Wait, remind me on this. I would say I would do that, or I think that shouldn't happen.
Well, okay. You think it shouldn't happen. I know you would do it because you play golf and you take it seriously, and knowing which way the wind is blowing is very important to you. I'm talking about the casual golf. Me, if I did it.
Okay. Well, I think it's a – I mean, you should always check where the wind is, but I think it's a losedom if you're not good. I mean, it's so funny. Guys will, like, watch what we do, and they do this long, rigorous routine, take 10 practice strokes, back off, do this. They act like they know what they're doing, and then they shank it. And it's like, well, I don't think the wind will – wind doesn't matter if you hit it dead right or 2 feet off the ground. So I think that's a losedom.
Mikey, hey, what are you laughing at? You do that?
Of course I do. Got to make sure. Just like
you got to look the part.
and then I pretend like it matters. Like I turn my body a little bit like it matters. Yeah. Like I'm not going to just slice it off anyway.
How about a guy who keeps golf clubs in plain sight for everyone to see when he's doing stuff on Zoom yet never plays golf? Wyndham or Losedom?
That's definitely a Losedom. I mean, that's a poser if I've ever seen one. Jeez.
Yeah, Billy, he's taking shots.
Right, Billy? Yeah, right, Billy.
Jeez, rude.
Unfortunately, you guys don't have it in the background. That would have been really fun.
No one would do that. That'd be terrible.
Billy does it all the time, just so you know. A weekend golfer who misses an 8-footer beside themselves, okay? They are furious. They missed it. They look back to see if anyone is approaching, realizes no one is, and they stand over that putt and won't leave the green until they hit it. Win them or lose them.
I mean, I think that's also a lose them. I mean, I would stand there and keep practicing it, but I wouldn't be furious in practice. I mean, you know, it's if you're just having fun, it cracks me up how people get mad at golf when they're not playing. If you're not playing for anything and you're just having fun and hitting and giggle, it's like, sure, you can be like, oh, dang, that wasn't good. But, you know, to get mad and throw clubs and break clubs and stuff, it baffles me. It's so funny to me.
Golfer who says, I can't believe that didn't break when there was clearly no break. Wyndham or Losedom?
That's a Wyndham. I do that all the time.
Do you really?
There's multiple times when, you know, we misread a putt or, you know, we'll miss a putt and I'll be, you know, you blame the green or you blame something and it's never our fault. So, yeah, that's definitely a Wyndham.
Right? All right. Two quick ones. We get you out of here. Hitting a good golf shot. Golfers who say this, Wyndham or Losedom, hitting a good golf shot is better than sex. Wyndham or Losedom?
I would say in a major championship, 100%. A Wyndham, I'd say on a regular basis. I mean, it depends on the kind of sex you're having, right?
Yeah. Care to elaborate?
I don't want to get in too much trouble here. But
you won the United States Open. You're good, Wyndham.
Yeah.
It's a Wyndham the way I do it.
Unless you're doing some crazy stuff, maybe. I don't know.
Same here, Mikey, eh? Something tells me Wyndham is a little bit better at that. He's just better at things than we are. No, I'm just saying.
Yes. I don't think my golfing abilities necessarily means I'm better at sex.
I do.
I'll take it. I'll go.
All right, last one, and I'm sorry to get serious on you here, okay? But you are the United States Open champion, and listen, your words mattered 3 weeks ago to us. They matter to everyone now, okay? PGA LIV merger, Wyndham or Losedom?
Oh boy!
Why'd you do that to him like that?
Why do that?
It's so bad. I apologize on the front end. It was a listen. I wanted to do it before Wyndham or Losedom, okay?
Yeah.
Because he is the United States Open. He isn't. Listen, he's done something Phil Mickelson has never done. He has won the U.S. Open, okay? And so his words really matter. And you're right. There was perhaps a better way to do it. But I forgot to ask him before Wyndham or Losedom, and I had to squeeze it in before we let him go.
Well, I'm not – okay, here's what I'll say is that, you know, I think it's great that if, you know, everything goes how we think it's going to go, the best players playing against each other again all the time is going to be awesome. So as far as that standpoint, I'm, you know, that's a Wyndham. But, you know, we don't know. I don't know what it's going to look like. I don't know if we're playing – live events or if we're combining with them, if they're coming to play with us. So there's a lot of unknowns. So honestly, to answer your question, I don't know where I'm at on it. You know, the only thing I can do is control what I do every day. And I'm just trying to play the best golf I can. And wherever they say we're playing, I'm going to go play it and try to beat everybody. So that's kind of how I'm viewing it.
I love it. Hey, we're happy for you, man. We really are. What an amazing journey, dude. In the last month, we spoke to you a month ago after winning the Wells Fargo, and now you're the U.S. Open champion. I know you couldn't hear us, you couldn't see us, but I promise you, there were three people at home that were rooting for you and not rooting for Ricky Fowler. And we're, well, I should say four. We left out Drew Millard. You remember him?
Yeah. Thank you, boys. Yes.
Yeah. So all right, fun. Man. Listen, enjoy Good Morning America. Enjoy the circuit and everything that comes with being the United States Open champion, man. Super happy for you. What a great time in your life. Yeah, man.
Thanks, boys. Yep. Have a good one. All right,
man. Today's specials are brought to you by Fancy Feast. From impeccable pâtés to silky broths to chef-inspired creations, a memorable mealtime experience is always on the menu for your cat. Learn more at fancyfeast.com. Together we're as happy as can be.
Billy has left because he is upset at me for how I handled the PGA Live question. And for not sticking to sex. Like, we had Wyndham Clark at a place where he was discussing himself in the bedroom. So Billy is outraged with me. And so he has left. He's gone.
You know,
see ya.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that, because I have a theory that golf and porn are two things men watch and think, I could do that. And
really?
They can't.
You're telling me men watch porn and say, hey, I could do that?
Sure. Sure.
I mean, watch porn and I say, how come I can't do that? I wish I could do that.
Porn's a young man's game. Why did Billy leave?
Listen, I have seen golfers hit a golf shot, and I've said to myself, well, that's the beauty of golf. Because every now and then, you can go out and hit one of the shots that they hit. Okay, every now and again. I did it at Whistling Straits on a very tough par 3. That's a U.S. Open course. I put an 8-iron on a par 3 that was 3 feet from the hole. It should have been a hole in one. Okay, like lipped out. Right? So every now and then, I've never watched porn and said to myself, I could do what that guy's doing.
I guess we're watching different kinds of porn.
Certainly can't do it as long as he's doing it. I mean, Jesus.
You think Wyndham is upset that the Live and the PGA merged?
Billy's right. I should have stayed with Sass. Tell me all the times, Mikey, you stared at porn and said to yourself,
this week?
I could do that. It's like you're out on the golf course, you hit one of those shots, right? You feel like them for a minute. I have never felt like a porn star in bed with my wife.
It's a young man's game.
You said that. Like, sometimes I'll watch a golfer play and I'll see things in his swing and I'll go out to the course and I'll try to replicate it. Okay.
I do the same thing. See things in his swing, I'll be like, oh, I'll try and do that.
Holy s***, we're idiots. Okay, stupidity. Stu Gatz here for my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. For me, it is simple. What I want out of my light beer is ice cold and great taste, and that's exactly what I get from the original light beer, Miller Lite. Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most, a light beer that tastes like beer. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/stew, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300.